Pockets and his teacher, Miss Linda. Today is a special day and good news. Our teacher is sick and can't teach us today, Steve announced excitedly to the class. We are getting a substitute teacher, he continued, his eyes gleaming with mischief. Oh, I can't wait to act up in class. Our teacher is sick and won't be worried about the clowning around I am going to do today. One of Pocket's classmates, Steve, was thrilled about the idea of a substitute teacher. Oh, here she comes. Her name is Miss Linda. Let's pretend to be good and then let's let her have it. Miss Linda walked in with a warm smile. Hello, class. My name is Miss Linda, and I will be your substitute teacher for today because your normal teacher is sick. She told me that this is her favorite job, and she loves working with all of you. So, as a teacher, I will report to her later on today to fill her in on what we went over and with any concerns she should worry about. Steve stood up without raising his hand. He didn't give Miss Linda any respect by doing so. She looked at him and said, Young man, may I help you? I see that you are so eager to say something. Yes, Miss Linda, Steve replied, smirking. Today is party day because you are not our real teacher. So today, our grades are not going to count for anything. Miss Linda said, Young man, I advise you to have a seat. No, I don't wanna. I am the boss, and I will do whatever I want. Steve shouted. Then he sat on top of his desk, looking defiant. Pockets was shocked by Steve's behavior. While Miss Linda ran out of the class crying, Pockets turned to Steve and said, Nice going, boss. Now it's your turn to teach us. Go ahead, teach us. We are here to learn, not to joke around. School is preparing us to face the world with two hands, not by being disrespectful to others. You better hope that Miss Linda comes back. Steve looked around the classroom, suddenly feeling a bit awkward as the laughter from his classmates faded. Pockets, standing up from his seat, walked over to Steve. Steve, look at what you've done, Pockets said sternly. Miss Linda was just trying to help us, and now you've hurt her feelings. Steve shifted uncomfortably on top of the desk. He hadn't expected things to go this way. I didn't mean to make her cry, he muttered, looking down at his feet. Well, you did, Pockets replied, and now you need to fix it. The classroom fell silent. All eyes were on Steve, waiting to see what he would do next. Steve took a deep breath, slid off the desk, and walked towards the door. I'll go find her and apologize, he said quietly. As Steve left the room, Pockets turned to his classmates. All right, everyone. While Steve is finding Miss Linda, let's show her that we can be the best class ever. Let's get our books out and start on the assignment she gave us. The students nodded and started pulling out their books, murmuring about how they wanted to make things right. Just as they were getting settled, Steve returned, holding Miss Linda's hand. She had a smile on her face, but her eyes were still a bit red from crying. Steve faced the class and took a deep breath. I'm really sorry for what I did. Miss Linda didn't deserve that, and I promise to be better. Can you forgive me? Miss Linda nodded, patting Steve on the shoulder. Thank you, Steve. It takes courage to admit when you're wrong and to apologize. Pockets stood up again, speaking for the class. We all promise to be better, Miss Linda. We want to make today a good day for everyone. Miss Linda smiled warmly at the students. Thank you, everyone. Now let's get back to learning, shall we? The rest of the day went smoothly. The students worked hard on their assignments, and Miss Linda even read them a special story at the end of the day about the importance of respect and kindness. As the final bell rang, Miss Linda stood at the door, saying goodbye to each student. When it was Pocket's turn, she whispered, Thank you for being a great example, Pockets. You really helped turn things around. Pockets smiled and nodded. You're welcome, Miss Linda. See you tomorrow. Walking home, Pockets felt proud of himself and his classmates. They had learned an important lesson today. Treating others with respect and kindness makes the world a better place. And sometimes, it takes just one person to start the change. The next day, when their regular teacher returned, she heard all about what had happened. She praised the class for their maturity and reminded them that every day is a new opportunity to be the best versions of themselves. From then on, Steve and the rest of the class remembered the day Miss Linda taught them not just about schoolwork, but about being good, respectful people. And that was a lesson they carried with them forever.